Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So the fate of California is hanging in the balance. I don't believe the polls have closed just yet out there, but the counting should begin. And look, the fate of the country could hang in the balance as well, depending on what happens in this recall. Now, some of the polling looks pretty good. Pretty good. My only guarantee in this is the former guy and his ilk, no matter what happens, is going to claim the whole thing was rigged and Democrats cheated. That's the only thing I can guarantee. But here to share some thoughts on what's going on the ground, on what this recall could mean to the good folks of California, I've asked my good friend Steve Smith to come talk with us. Steve's a communication director there at the California Labor Federation, CaliforniaLabor.com, their website. Steve, thanks for taking time for us.
Great to be on the show again, Rick.
So walk me through, what are we seeing at this moment? What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, over the last month or so, we have had the largest field campaign in the history of California labor working to defeat this recall. And I'll have to tell you, Rick, it turned the tide. We were back about a month and a half ago, things were a dead heat. Now we're looking at a 10 or 15 point cushion for the governor of California. So that all comes down to people getting on the streets, knocking on doors, talking to voters, making sure they know what the stakes are. We've done that, I think, to incredible effect here in California. And I think we're going to see those results tonight.
I hope so. And we'll see what happens as everything gets counted. I had a listener ask me the other day, though, you know, why is this happening? Why are they trying to recall the governor? The response that someone gave me was, look, the guy's just trying to do his job, trying to keep people safe. Is this something worthy of recall? So why do you think this is? Why is this going on?
Well, there's two reasons. One, you know, like everywhere else, we have Trump Republicans in the state of California. And they are adamantly against any sort of COVID protections for workers or anybody else. So that was a big part of it. Now, we don't have a lot of them, but unfortunately, in California, we have the second lowest threshold to put a recall on the ballot in the entire country. So it doesn't take a whole lot. They only had to get 1.5 million signatures, and they actually got an extension to get those signatures because of the pandemic. So one of the things we're going to be looking at right after this campaign is over is reforming our system so taxpayers aren't on the aren't having to put down $300 million to pay for a wasteful, frankly, stupid recall like we're having right now.
No, it's crazy. But here's the weird thing. There's part of me that goes, the messaging that comes out of this is, you know, maybe you're not even defending Newsom as much as you're looking at someone like Larry Elder, who seems to be just insane. This is a guy who said that if we paid reparations to former slaves, we'd have to pay the slave owners too, which is just weird. There's a guy who said we shouldn't have a minimum wage. This is a guy who's way out on the fringe, or no, wait a second, right dead smack in the middle of the Republican Party today.
Yeah, he's California's version of Donald Trump in just about every way. Look, he has a long history of public statements, being a talk radio show host, and all of those statements have come out. And, you know, our challenge here was not persuading people how to vote. It was getting people engaged, making sure that they do vote. And Larry Elder and the things that he said and the attacks on workers certainly helped to that end.
So let me ask you this now. Now, hopefully tomorrow you put this behind the state. You start moving forward on doing things that need to get done, like making sure that we have safe working conditions for people as they have to continue to go to work, especially in this era of the pandemic. We fight for better wages. What you guys do, wages, hours, conditions. We get back to that and we push for laws that are going to help do that. Because this to me has been a massive distraction from actually governing and making people's lives better.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. We are in California like to pride ourselves on being the national leader in terms of the protections of workers that we've put in place over decades. All those protections all those benefits for working people in this state were at risk, unfortunately, with this recall. So we had to mobilize to stop it. Now, you know, was it a distraction? Of course, but that didn't stop us from making sure every single worker in the state of California has paid sick leave while this COVID campaign pandemic is going on. It didn't stop us from pushing the strongest bill in the nation to hold Amazon accountable, which we just passed in the legislature. And it's even, it's not only is it not going to stop us from doing those things in the future, I think we emerge from this even stronger. We have mobilized tens of thousands of volunteers who are ready to push even harder for better wages, for better jobs, for better health and safety in the state of California. And this campaign, that's been the silver lining, is the engagement that we've seen from tens of thousands of workers and so many of them ready to do even more after this is over.
Yeah, earlier in the hour, we had Saru Yarraman from One Fair Wage on the program talking about, you know, the great resignation, how people aren't going back to the food service industry. They're not going back into these service jobs that historically have been poverty wage jobs because, you know, a plethora of reasons. But one, they're not going to put up with the desperation wages and the horrible conditions. Are you finding that across your economy? Because, you know, I'm looking at, you know, all of the talk of the great resignation and nobody wants to work and all of the shaming that's going on. And I'm looking at it as, I think most working people have finally woken up to the reality that they've been getting the shaft all these years and that they actually in this moment have a little bit of power.
Yeah, we agree 100%. The only reason there's a worker shortage is because there's a shortage of bosses paying a living wage. And that's what it comes down to. That's our message. Fortunately, in California, that's our legislators' message. That's our governor's message. And that's why it's so important that, you know, we not only defeat this recall, but we absolutely crush it. And I hope the results tonight show that we did.
Yeah. So when will we know? I mean, the voting, I think, ends here relatively short period of time. A lot of mail-in ballots, a lot of counting that's going to have to happen. When do you think we'll have a decision or an outcome here?
Well, it depends. The one thing we look for is LA County returns to come in. And those are typically a little later than other parts of the state. But we could see those coming in 10, 11 o'clock tonight. And if the governor is moving toward a landslide, you could potentially see the race called tonight. But there's a lot of votes that need to be counted. This was an all-mail ballot. Everybody got a ballot in the mail, I should say. They could return it in person today, which many did. So we'll have to see. But there is a possibility after those LA County returns come in this evening that we could see the race called.
Yeah, because at some point math actually does matter. But I fully expect Larry Elder to come out and pull the Donald Trump. You know, I won because right now the votes that haven't been counted don't matter. You know, like Trump did here in Pennsylvania on election night, he was up like 600,000 votes because they didn't count the other half of the state's votes yet. I fully expect that, and I fully expect the elders and the Trumps and the rest of them to claim that the whole thing was stolen, the whole thing was rigged, and you did it, Steve. It's all your fault.
That's right. No, we fully expect that as well. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump released a statement yesterday saying that the election was rigged and complaining before even one vote has been counted here in the state of California, before polls were even closed. This is standard with the Trump playbook. Larry Elder has been playing his game with that playbook. So, we expect that. But in California, we run a very tight ship in terms of elections. We have tremendous folks running our elections here in California. And I don't think that any of these claims have a bit of credence to them or are going to cause anybody to take a second look at our results.
You're listening to the Rick Smith Show. We're here with Steve Smith. He's the communications director for the California Federation of Labor, or Labor Federation. CaliforniaLabor.org is their website. We'll get links out on social media, how you can check that out. Let me take you the other side of this for a second. Let's say that, you know, the governor's recalled. Let's say that that happens. And the polling that I'm looking at, it's a slim possibility. But, you know, looking into the crystal ball, someone like Larry Elder in the governor's mansion, how bad could things get for working people? And are there any safeguards that would stop him from completely turning California into a right-wing wet dream haven?
Yeah, well, we have a Democratic legislature, a supermajority of Democrats, in fact, in both houses of our legislature. But that in and of itself is not a sufficient backstop, because the governor has broad authority through executive order, through line item vetoes that he can do with our state budget. You know, look, things would have gone to hell in a handbasket very quickly if Larry Elder were to prevail. That's why we took this campaign so seriously from the beginning. We were not going to allow that to happen. We are not going to allow that to happen. In fact, it's 7:46 right now, and there are still people knocking on doors 14 minutes before in the state of California. That's how seriously we took this threat.
No, and good, because the rest of the country is looking to you to not screw this up. because look, the fate of California, you know, as California goes, the rest of the country could as well. Because if, you know, let's say something were to happen to Dianne Feinstein and you've got Larry Elder to appoint her replacement, that's bad.
Absolutely. Would flip the entire Senate to Mitch McConnell. Again, you know, you can't overstate how important this election was. At the beginning, when we did our research, people didn't understand that. People didn't understand how important a recall election could be to the future of workers, to the future, to their future, to their family's future. That's the work that we actually had to put in to ensure that we got the right result tonight. So I certainly hope we're not going to have to ponder what to do in that case, Rick, but I think we've done the work necessary to make sure that's not going to happen.
I hope you have. I think you have. The polling numbers bear that out. But I hope I don't wake up tomorrow going, oh my gosh. but I know, I know that in the event that happens, you guys will be there to fight and protect working people in California and across the country as well. Steve, I appreciate the time, the work that you do. Thanks for the update and letting us know what's going on there.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. Always a pleasure.
Good stuff. Our good friend Steve Smith. Make sure you check out their website, CaliforniaLabor.org. We'll get links out on social media. Steve Smith, the communication director there at the California Labor Federation. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to the Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.